The greatest deception. If I do not know that I and my Father are one, as Jesus knew it and prayed in John 17 that we would also know it, I will have a separate sense of self. In other words, I think that I am a separate self which I must preserve and protect, or I must somehow persuade God, who is separate from me, to preserve and protect me. When I pray, I'm not asking for the Holy Spirit, which is promised to those who ask, to guide me into all truth, which is God. I am rather asking for that which I can consume upon my own lust, to preserve the life I think I have responsibility for. That sense of separation is what we call our humanity, or the flesh, or the body of sin. And we know that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. That being the case, if I wish to know God, which is life eternal, and live in His kingdom rather than in this world, I will have to reckon myself dead unto sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I will have to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, knowing then that all things I have need of will be added unto me. But is that what I am doing? This is what I term the greatest deception, believing that I am seeking to know God when in fact I am merely attempting to protect and preserve my humanity. This is the man of sin, the son of perdition referred to by Paul. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, referred to in verse 1, shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We have thought that these verses are speaking of some man, the Antichrist, sitting in the temple in Jerusalem, which is yet to be built, seeing as how a Muslim mosque is currently sitting on the Temple Mount, sitting in the temple in Jerusalem calling himself God before Jesus comes out of the sky to rapture us out of here. But both John and Paul have told us repeatedly that we are the temple or the tabernacle. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 2 Corinthians 6:16, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Revelation 21:3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. In 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul is not talking about a temple in Jerusalem, but rather about us. Nor is he talking about Jesus coming out of the sky. He is talking about Jesus appearing in us, becoming flesh in us, so that, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Our humanity, that man of sin, or son of perdition, must be crucified so that there is nothing left but God. If I am still trying to preserve my humanity, I am opposing God and exalting my separate self above God. I am as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing myself that I am God. I've duped myself into believing that my humanity is God. and I have lost the very life that I've convinced myself that I am seeking. Matthew 16:25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I have become prey to the greatest deception of all. I have believed that there can be me and God, but that is not possible. Either the separate self that I call Jackie dies or falls away, revealing the man of sin for what it is, or that son of perdition, my humanity, sits in my temple calling itself God. The deception is that I don't know the difference. In my ignorance, I continue to shut out the one who is knocking on the door of my heart, and I never experience his coming in me. This deception is so very subtle that in my efforts to preserve my separate self, I may indeed have many so-called spiritual experiences that bring me health, prosperity, and emotional highs. I will run after whatever or whoever promises to bring me these manifestations. Jesus warns us of this very thing. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Yet Jesus also said, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And Paul reminds us, 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So this is what I must ask myself and be brutally honest in my answer. Am I seeking to know God, suffering the loss of all things as Paul did in order to know him? Or am I seeking the things he can give me to help me preserve the life I think I have? Do I want God to preserve my health, or do I want God who is my health? It may seem to be a subtle distinction, but it is the difference between life and death, and I get to choose. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.